From Global's newsroom, I'm Rebecca Williams. In Heart's nightly news this evening, we're speaking exclusively to a dad whose 12-year-old was groomed online in Scotland for female genital mutilation.
It's a form of burglary and it steals part of a child away from you. It was a time of very great hurt, but even within that, I knew something had to be done, because if I didn't, then these people were almost certainly going to take control of my child. I've no doubt she trusted these people more than she trusted me at the time. No doubt at all.
She thought she was chatting to girls her own age, but it became something far more sinister. Police and a leading children's charity have told us this kind of cyber abuse is new to them and very worrying. The victim's fathers asked us to keep him anonymous.
I pride myself on being a good dad. It's a job I take extremely seriously. I began to notice a few changes in her behaviour in terms of being less friendly, less sociable, very much more aggressive, very withdrawn, and very defensive if any questions were asked about what she was doing with her computer. And all of a sudden, this wonderful, young, vibrant, sociable child became a bit of a demon in the household. And that made me even more determined to dig down and find out what was going on, because I then realised this overreaction, this very nasty overreaction, was something that was completely out of character. And not only that, there was an emotional element to it as well, where she was very tearful and I would even say fearful. And I thought, this is not someone who is just angry, this is someone who is scared.
It's not out of the ordinary for young people to want privacy and even to hide things from their parents. But what happens when that begins to threaten their health and happiness? This dad started to feel like he was losing his daughter, but didn't know why, and went behind her laptop screen to find out.
When she was away one weekend, I took her computer and I went into it. And I discovered she'd been in an art forum, an art site, and had been contacted by somebody on that particular art site to say, "Hey, I like your work. I can see you've been looking at my work. How's about we continue this conversation at this link to an online chat room?" They were talking about body piercings and body adornments. And then a photograph was sent through showing, in quite graphic detail, female genital mutilation, saying, "What's your verdict on this? Is this not just another form of body modification? Do you have a problem with this? Do you not think it's in some girl's best interest to have this done to them?" I don't know of any 12-year-old, 13-year-old child that has that level of knowledge or that level of detail. You then, I think, individually have a belief being drilled into you or being brainwashed into you that sits at odds with your own beliefs. She couldn't rationalise why I might be upset or why other people might find her behaviour erratic or odd when she was having these very extreme views and extreme outbursts of her behaviour. And the next part of it then was they were beginning to exchange conversations along the lines of, "Wouldn't it be great if we could meet?"
And do you think it got to the stage where your daughter trusted these people enough that she would have gone and met them?
I've no doubt she trusted these people more than she trusted me at the time. No doubt at all.
He decided to take matters into his own hands and confront the problem head on.
I went straight online and I said to them, "Hi, my name is X and I am the father of this child. When I reply to you, I will also involve the police." All conversations in the forum stopped, their identities disappeared straight away, and that was the end of that. I cannot tell you what I thought or what I wanted to do to them, because I would self-incriminate. I will tell you here and now that if anyone touches my kids, anyone does anything to them, they would be in an awful lot of trouble. And I wanted to do things to them that are completely unprintable.
This is Heart's Nightly News.
Before I went to the police, I actually had tried to speak to my daughter and got nowhere on the telephone, just hung up, constantly hanging up, did not want to speak to me. And in the end, sent an email saying, "Do not contact me again." So I made a decision. I turned up at my daughter's school. I spoke to her guidance teacher, who was horrified by what was happening, and then summoned my daughter. And she came into the room, was very, very angry that I had actually dared to come down to school to confront her. And when I made her aware of my concerns, and her guidance teacher backed me up on this, she then went very white, sat down, and burst into tears.
4 years later, the culprits have never been traced, but the damage they've done has taken a long time to heal.
You go through a state of shock, and I think you're sometimes one step behind your child. From my perspective, my child was relieved that the whole thing was over. I was just starting to get angry that the whole thing had actually happened at all. The one thing I realised that I had to be through all of it, no matter how I felt, was consistent from a child. And getting back to that was very difficult indeed, because you're dealing with someone who has misled you, someone who has fibbed to you, and building that bridge of trust again took a little while. And you're dealing with all of that all at once, and it was a difficult, it was more than 12 months, it probably took the best part of 3 years in total.
Female genital mutilation is illegal in the UK and has been since the late 1980s. Offenders can face up to 14 years in prison, but so far there hasn't been a single prosecution. There are no figures available either on how common the procedure is in Scotland. I spoke to Elaine Galbraith from Police Scotland's Child Protection Unit to find out why.
It's not something that we are aware of in terms of statistically. It's difficult to measure in Scotland because a lot of people, quite rightly, are reluctant to come forward. The fact that children can be sitting within their own houses and somebody can be contacting them to try and set up a procedure as FGM is very alarming. It's child abuse, and along with our partners, we would look to investigate, detect, bring those individuals to justice.
Leading children's charity, the NSPCC, work to help victims of FGM who can suffer long-term physical and psychological problems. They have a number of internet safety guidelines on grooming already in place, but after Hart told them about this case in Scotland, they're reviewing them to better protect young people from online predators. John Cameron is head of Helplines.
It's something to bear in mind and to use to develop new practices. And we need to think about how we can put a message on our online pages about the potential risks to children from online grooming, particularly around FGM. When we meet with other agencies, we certainly will be looking at potential online grooming of children with FGM. As I said, it's a new one on me. It's quite shocking. When we go out to schools, it will be helpful for us to consider this particular incident when we're talking to children about remaining safe online.
This is Hearts Nightly News.
The family want to put what's happened behind them, but not without making sure other people know about the very real danger.
We all have an obligation here. There's a genuine responsibility, not just parents, but people who notice changes in kids, whether you're a teacher, whether you're the ice cream man selling somebody a cone, whether you're the lollipop person helping a kid across the road. If you see young people on a daily basis and you start seeing changes in behaviour, it doesn't hurt to make somebody else aware of it, because ultimately you may well be doing them the biggest favour possible. And I know that when I confronted my child, and it didn't just do her a favour, I did myself a favour, and hopefully down the line we'll have done other kids a favour too by cutting out and saying, this happened to us, it could happen to you, but more importantly, even as we're talking, it's already happening to somebody else.
If you've been affected by anything covered in this exclusive report, head to the news pages of heart.co.uk for more information.